at the bottom of the hour and get his thoughts on the game tonight. But first, the 5 at 5 brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And Tyler, you may fire when ready.
All right, so obviously we know what happened not this past Sunday, the Sunday before.
Wait, hang on. Not this past Sunday, the Sunday before.
Sunday before.
We know what happened?
The doink doink.
Oh, what are you talking about? The Eagles?
Where the Eagles beat the Bears.
Okay, all right.
So
Cody Parkey.
So last year, obviously, the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles at quarterback.
True.
This year, they won a playoff game with Nick Foles at quarterback.
True.
However, Carson Wentz is the guy going forward, as you would expect.
Correct.
You know, he's still a young guy. Just the injuries have not been kind to him these past couple years. So where does Nick Foles end up next year if he decides to keep playing?
I feel Jacksonville.
Jacksonville?
I think Jacksonville is they're picking in the top 10 again, of course. They are a year removed from being in the AFC Championship game. They do have a really good defense.
Right.
I mean, I feel like Jacksonville is – you know, now, but I guess they're going to move on from Fournette, but that's not a big deal.
Right.
Running backs in the NFL are completely overvalued. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and
yeah.
I mean, look what Pittsburgh did this year. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who ends up paying Le'Veon Bell way too much money to come and play for them.
Well, the hot rumor was he was going to go to the Jets, but now Adam Gase is there, and that could change everything.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if Gase has a different idea. They still have Isaiah Crowell.
I think so.
Is he still there? But anyway, I'm going to say Jacksonville because I think Jacksonville is – they probably feel like their window is open now.
Yeah.
Because the defense that they've got, clearly they can't win with Bortles.
And
they're not going
to. Are you saying Nick Foles is better than Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
So I could see them, as opposed to drafting – a quarterback,
right?
Trying to find one, real one, into the free agent market, and I mean, Foles would have to be the top of the list.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
But is he a free agent or is he still under contract? That would actually have to be a trade.
That's a good question. I can look that up.
We went over that the other day. I can't remember the answer though.
But
I know what it is. I think it's a mutual option.
I think
the two
it is.
Sides have.
I think you're right. And this is the same guy that got cut on Hard Knocks by Jeff Fisher. Just a few short years ago.
It was on the phone. He was like, well, good luck to you, kiddo.
Yeah, that meme popped up quite a bit after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the game.
Yeah, now the Rams are in the NFC Championship with the quarterback that we all thought was a bust.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jeff Fisher, he can stay away from the NFL forever.
Yeah, I think Foles would be a good fit with Jacksonville, a team that could win if they
had a competent quarterback.
If they had a competent quarterback. I mean, because they did get to the AFC title game without one.
They should have won that game.
They should have, I know.
They should have been in the Super Bowl a year ago, as crazy as that sounds, with Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
What a story that would have been.
You know what? Thank goodness they weren't then.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to see like the all-time great throw for like 500 yards, but also still lose the game. So it was like a win-win.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. That's probably the only time in my life I've ever cheered for the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, I bet on the Eagles, so I was cheering for them.
When your betting's different.
I generally cheer for whoever I've wagered on.
Well, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah. I might take the Julian Edelman challenge this week. He's wearing that T-shirt that says, bet against us. I'm thinking, okay, I might do that. I did that last week. That didn't work out well, though.
Isn't that just so funny? Like, I get the Patriots are used to being at the top. Now they're finally getting picked against. Now they're upset about it. Like, you either pick one side or the other.
Or even, and I mean, technically they are an underdog. They were favored last week, but it seemed like everyone on the planet was picking the Chargers. So, I mean, I see where they were coming from on that front. But they are an underdog this week going to going to Kansas City. But it is amusing that this team now that has been to 9 consecutive AFC championship games is, you know, playing like this no one believes in us card.
Well, if they happen to win this Sunday, look how unexcited Bill Belichick's going to be to win yet another AFC championship.
Yeah, Yankee Sports Center played that clip of him being interviewed and asked questions about it being brutally cold Sunday. And I'm telling you, like, I knew exactly what his answer was going to be.
Yeah.
Before I even heard him. Like, when the guy started asking him a question about playing cold, I mean, it was like, well, he's going to answer something about we're just getting ready for the Chiefs. And that's what he did.
And this is the same coach that I want to say it was 2 years ago. There was a clip I saw on Twitter. He had his team practicing in a blizzard.
And didn't he find a guy or cut a guy who ended up like didn't make practice on time because he was stuck in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why he wins, man.
Bruh.
No excuses.
No.
And I think it's going to be 18 degrees in Kansas City.
I think because the game starts at night, I think it's going to be single digits.
It probably will be. That's, you know, it's not like they're not used to it. It's probably colder in New England right now than it is in Kansas City.
So that's
not like
pretty
bad. It's not like they're not prepared for it.
Single digits with sub-zero wind chill. That's going to be like that 81 AFC title game with the Chargers and Bengals. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the highlights of it. Was it 3 years ago now, the Seahawks Minnesota game? It was zero.
That was a cold game, and then there was that one in Lambeau Field where Tom Coughlin's face looked like it was melting.
Yeah, you thought like he legit had frostbite.
I know, yeah, I think he did. It was all shiny because he had rubbed Vaseline, but it was just...
I've heard a lot of players do the Vaseline thing where like rub their arms down and it keeps them warm.
Yeah, but it's all red and raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned the Chargers a minute ago, and Philip Rivers has been in the league forever and has never reached a Super Bowl, and this year seemed like it was one of his best chances to do that. Looking down the list of starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now, only 9 have played in the Super Bowl. Who are some guys, looking at this list, that are never going to get there? Like, fairly younger guys, at least.
Who are never going to get to the
Super
Bowl?
Never going to reach the Super Bowl.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, okay.
All right, start with him.
Now, this still has Ryan Tannehill listed as a starting
Ryan
quarterback.
Ryan Tannehill is never going to play in a Super Bowl. We can go Jameis Winston. Jameis will never play in a Super Bowl.
Blaine Gabbert. I mean, he's a fill-in.
Blaine Gabbert will never.
What about Marcus Mariota?
Marcus Mariota. I'm going to say no on him also.
No on him, okay.
Because, like, another guy you would think is – he's going to get to a Super Bowl at some point. What about Andrew Luck?
I think he'll get there.
All right. What about Deshaun Watson? That's an interesting one.
I think that's possible.
Okay.
Here's a guy that's been around the league for a while, Alex Smith.
He's not. I mean, he's probably never going to play.
Right. That's true. Yeah, we'll see how he recovers from that injury.
He did get to a Super Bowl. He just didn't start.
I was about to say, yeah. I should clarify, play in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still on the sidelines for that one, which they still lost.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills will never see a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I said Prescott already. Washington will throw them out. Boy, I hate to say it, but Matthew Stafford's never going to see a Super Bowl.
I was going to say that, too. The Lions haven't seen one, and I don't think he's going to see one.
He's not going to see one either.
I don't know how long he's going to be around this team, but how about Derek Carr?
No, he's not going to see one either. He's a goner, too.
Yeah. Case Keenum, the Broncos.
Well, he almost did last year.
He almost
year,
did.
But now I'm going to say no on Keenum. We're not going to see him in a Super Bowl. Mahomes, Goff, we could see them in this year's Super Bowl.
Very possible. Mitch Trubisky.
I'm going to leave the door open for him. There's a better chance that he'll get to a Super Bowl. I hate to say there's a better chance we'll see Trubisky in a Super Bowl at some point than we will Stafford. How about Kirk Cousins?
No.
No? No on him?
You know, I didn't understand everything that Minnesota poured out to get him. He's not that great of a quarterback. I mean, he's serviceable, sure, but he's not what they paid him, you know?
He's one of those guys that he does have good stats. If you play fantasy football with
him. Yeah, he's a solid fantasy guy for sure.
Right, but...
But I'm, you know, if I'm building a team, a dynasty, Kirk Cousins isn't my ideal quarterback.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with you on... There's a no for Cousins. Here's what I mean. He's only been to one Super Bowl. Will we ever see Aaron Rodgers play in the Super Bowl again?
Ooh, that's a good question. You would think he should have been to about 4 or 5 by now.
Yes.
We'll see what the new regime does. But yeah, he doesn't have that much longer. And with the way he gets injured pretty frequently, I would say no. I don't think he goes back to another one.
So if we went, let's like division by division. AFC East, is Brady obviously has already played in Super Bowls. Is Tannehill, we've said no. I say no on Josh Allen.
No.
So will we see Sam Darnold ever appear in the Super Bowl?
I doubt it.
So no current AFC East quarterback. All right, the North, Lamar Jackson.
Probably not.
Roethlisberger's already been. Baker.
That's an interesting question.
Cleveland's
They've never been to the Super Bowl, but they are trending upwards.
I think we're going to see Baker Mayfield in the Super Bowl. Heck yes.
I'd be down with that.
So. Andy Dalton, no.
No.
All right, so then we've said yes. Mariota, I say no.
No, I say no as well.
Deshaun Watson.
I think that's possible.
All right, and then, well, the Jaguars are to be determined.
Yeah.
Mahomes?
Okay. I think this is
you
the year
we're gonna
for
see
it.
Him,
yeah.
We're going to see him in 2-3 weeks, whenever it is. Okay. Rivers?
No. I think if he didn't get it this year, I think the window's closing.
And, well, the Raiders are in transition.
A mess.
Then that leaves us with... Who's the fourth team in that division? Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders. Oh, Broncos.
Keenum,
no. All right, Dak Prescott, I say no.
No.
Eli's already been.
Eli's not going back.
No, he's not. Is Wentz going to get there on his own?
If he can stay healthy,
okay,
I think so.
We'll keep the door open for Wentz. Washington's in transition. We just went over the North. So Trubisky, we're going to say yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Stafford, no.
No.
Cousins, no.
And Rodgers doesn't go back.
And you say Rodgers doesn't go back.
I say he does not go back.
All right, Breeze has been. He could be there in a couple of weeks. Does Matt Ryan go back?
God, I hope so.
Does Scam Newton go back?
I don't think Newton goes back.
And Winston will never get there.
No, Winston, I don't even know how much longer he's going to be hanging around Tampa Bay.
All right, Goff could get there. If he doesn't this year, is Goff going to be in a Super Bowl at some point?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Russell Wilson's been. How about Jimmy GQ?
We'll see how he looks after this return from injury.
All right.
I'll leave that TBD, to be determined.
And Josh Rosen is the last man standing there. No?
No, I don't think so. I just don't think he's made the best transition into the pros.
So we basically said yes to...
Like five?
Luck, Watson.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Goff, who could get there this year.
Trubisky's a maybe.
Trubisky.
And Wentz, if he can stay healthy.
So six current quarterbacks.
That haven't been yet.
Yeah. How about that? Will Trevor Lawrence appear in a Super Bowl?
Trevor Lawrence will be an MVP of a Super Bowl one day.
Okay.
I'm calling it right now.
For what team?
I hope the Falcons.
Oh, no. Come on. It's the Dolphins. All right.
All right. Moving on, the 5 at 5. If any major sports league, if you're allowed to be commissioner of it for one day, what league are you choosing, and what is the first rule change you are making?
I'm going to be the commissioner of the NFL, and the first rule change I'm making is I will allow a team to draft the rights of a college quarterback.
Okay.
And retain those rights until he's eligible to enter the NFL.
Interesting.
Yes.
I would have never thought of that.
And that team will be the Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, who will draft Trevor Lawrence and obtain his rights from the Clemson Tigers.
So you're hoping this happens tomorrow then?
Yeah. I need to take over.
Okay. I'd go NFL and I would make pass interference a 15-yard penalty.
That's not a bad one. You know what? I would also, to piggyback on that, I would not make those defensive illegal contacts and holdings that are 5-yard penalties. I would not make those auto first downs.
Yeah,
so if it happens on 3rd and 7, fine. It's 3rd down and 2. If it happens on like 3rd and 15, a 5-yard penalty should not end up as an automatic first down.
Now, there's a laundry list of NFL rules that could be changed.
Also, I think I'm getting rid of, because this is NFL or college, but when the offense fumbles out of the end zone, to me, like...
Yeah, I hate that rule,
too. If the defense doesn't recover it, they should not get the ball on the 20.
Yeah. No, I think if anything, just move the offense back to the 20. Make it whatever down it is and goal from the 20.
Yeah, like if to get possession, I think you should actually have to recover the ball.
Because then fractions of inches determine whether the offense is getting at the 1 or the defense is getting at the 20.
Yeah. I think I'm getting rid of replay altogether, too.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Get rid of replay in baseball.
And I'm getting rid of overtime because I don't mind ties.
Okay. Interesting. I would adopt college overtime.
Yeah. If I was the commissioner of baseball, I would get rid of extra innings and I would have games that could end in ties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep. I would do that too.
All right. Jumping out of the sports world really quick. The Motorola Razr is making a comeback. The quintessential flip phone. is coming back soon at a price of $1,500. It would be a flexible smartphone. But when you think flip phone, you think of the Motorola Razr. So that begs the question, what was your first cell phone?
It was some flip phone.
You had a flip phone?
Yeah. I don't remember what the brand was. It was probably, maybe it was Motorola. Yeah, I had like a, I had a flip phone.
The original Razr came out in July of 2004.
Yeah, but it was not only was it a flip phone, but it was one too where you had like a little antenna you could
pull up to. Oh, that's really, that's like, was that the 90s?
No, it was, I mean, it was in the 2000s. Because I started out, you know, I used to have I would have a pager too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So I went from pager and then eventually I got a cell phone, but the first one I had was a flip phone. Then at one point I did have a BlackBerry once.
Those were the hot thing till the iPhone came along.
And then the iPhone came along, and it was really like, I mean, it's just weird how at this point, if you almost need one of those things to just function.
Yeah, unless you're, you know, in Breaking Bad and need a drop phone,
yeah,
then you need flip phones.
Right.
As a 22-year-old, I've actually had a flip phone before.
You have?
I have.
So there, I could see, like, as long as you still had all the smartphone features that you have now, I mean, I could see where it would be,
yeah,
you know, to be able to, like, fold it up and
right,
make it more compact than
now,
having, like, the,
now
know,
there's,
the
now,
bulkier iPhone.
They just announced the news. There's no, like, render or anything of it, but effectively, it's just a foldable smartphone. So we'll see what that ends up looking like. But for those people that loved flip phones, they're making a comeback.
Yeah.
My dad still has a flip phone.
Does he?
He does.
So does my dad.
Well, I mean, my dad
never... My mom and dad have flip phones.
Yeah, my dad never uses his phone unless he just has to call somebody. So he just has, like, one of those cheap ones you get at, like, Walmart.
Yeah, but in fact, my mom and dad only within, like, the last... I mean, maybe it's, like, 2 years now even started, like, got text messaging.
Yeah. I showed my mom how to text. My dad hasn't mastered it yet.
But they still have those phones, though, where you have to text where, I mean, it's like the old...
Yeah, you got
to
go through, like, you
EFG.
Hit one, like, three times to get to C.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
The old days of texting.
Yeah, they still do it.
All right, wrapping up the 5 at 5, this kind of plays... They were talking about this on the morning show this morning. This plays a little bit into sports history. But can you name the first ever kicker in NFL history to have a perfect regular season on field goals and extra points?
Is it Kevin Butler?
It is not Kevin Butler.
All right, first kicker in history.
First kicker in history.
To not miss a kick is what you're asking me.
During the regular season. You'll see where I'm going with this in a second.
Oh, I know who it is. That you just spoiled it.
I did spoil it.
I know who it is now. It's Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson
of the Vikings who missed against the Falcons.
And yes, he went 35 for 35 on field goals in 1998. Was perfect through the playoffs until his very last kick.
Yeah.
And for those of us that are superstitious like myself or Jeff, the call of that game with Pat Summerall and John Madden was the ultimate kiss of death. So I have it pulled up, but I just want people to listen to how jinxing this was.
Okay. Yeah, play it. You know, because that's funny. Cause I was in Atlanta because I had a job over there, and I had just gotten off work, and I was stuck in traffic, and I was listening to that game on the radio. I didn't actually watch it, so that was still Summerall and Madden on the call. But I remember being in it was in the Buckhead area, and as soon as it was when Morton Anderson made the kick and sent the Falcons to the Super Bowl, just everyone started honking their horns. It was really, you were in this spot in Atlanta where you realize, like, every single vehicle right now is listening to the same exact thing, and it was the Falcons. So I'm curious to hear this, too, because I didn't hear the TV call of it. I was listening to the radio broadcast.
And that'll bring on Anderson. Yeah, you see it, and you go back, and I don't mean to second guess, but just kind of putting, you know, the way the game is played. If Minnesota makes this field goal here now, you know, they get the 10-point lead. Had Atlanta on that fourth down kicked the field goal, then this couldn't happen.
And Anderson hasn't missed in 2 years.
There you go. Way to go, Pat.
So that's a pretty good bet if you say, do you think Gary Anderson will make this field goal? The answer should probably be yes.
39 yards away. And it's not good.
Wow. The answer should probably be yes.
Was that not perfect?
That was good. just right on cue. If you think Anderson is going to make this field goal, the answer should probably be yes. Hey, that was great for the Falcons.
It was, and that was with a little over 2 minutes to go. The Falcons went down the field, tied it, and then obviously Morton Anderson sent them to the Super Bowl.
Yep. All right, there you go. That's the 5 at 5 brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. Similarly, too, in the when the Braves beat the Pirates on the the Francisco Cabrera hit, that inning opened up, too. Because remember, they were getting shut out by Doug Drabeck.
Yeah.
With Chico Lean making an error for the Pirates at second base. He had made none all year.
Yeah.
And then made one in that ninth inning.
Pressure situations, man.
Yep. All right, we'll check in and chat with Jeff for a few minutes coming up next. It's the home team on the ref. First to Southern Sports Center, the Lady Dogs. They are coming up tonight on the road again at Missouri for a 7 o'clock tip. Our coverage will begin at 6:45. Georgia overall 12-5.